affected. I just
No,
think that
where's the power?
this new, what, can you
Then
turn that back on for a
there.
second? Turn the light back on for a second. Second.
Devices.
We connect this? Is it better?
What we did last time, yeah. Is
Can you hear us? Gruber. What is it?
Sure. Just start working.
Can you hear us?
You on mute?
Can you hear us?
He's not mute.
Now he's mute.
He's on mute.
You're muted.
No, it's not mute. Here.
There's a lot. I had this issue last time.
Hello?
Yes.
Rabbi Gruber,
Hears us.
can you hear us? If you can hear us, raise your right hand. We can't hear you. Can you hear us better now? No, I'm just starting.
You want the sound settings the same way?
No idea. This is not a game of specialty.
Not the sound settings. Which speaker is this? Select the speaker. USB speaker phone. That's what we're on. So well, that isn't same as system speaker, USB speaker phone.
Yeah, let's try that.
Yeah. How about now? Can we hear you? Can you speak now? No. Is that from here? From no, no seconds. Let me see one more thing. Test it. Let me see.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm there. I can hear you. I don't know why you can't hear me. I'm not on mute.
We got it. We got it. We can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Turn the light. Yep. Maybe turn that light on right there. Oh, it's perfect. We left.
Okay, Rabbi, I now you can hear me?
Yes.
All right, listen, I apologize, I guess, for what happened last month. I don't know. I guess I wouldn't know what I didn't know where the organ was holding. This I am not gonna call this a chabura, I'll call it a round table discussion, I guess. So we'll discuss what we discussed in the chabura before. This will start off with the ikkadeis that are here by Mata Akum. There are basically three shitas. You have the 2 days that I brought in the Ramah. The first day of, well, let's start off with the second day. The second day of the whole Matakim is awesome. The Matakim is awesome is because of the Kavu Chaymer of the Mardukher, the Ravon, and the Ravyo. They're going to the Kavu Chaymer. If Genevas Das is also, Genevas Das of Mom is for sure also. That's one sibo, so it's also it's Genevas Das. Or you have the Rambam, you have a Machlokes de Marashal, and you have others. Like I don't know if anyone went through that document that I saw the pashas of Shulchan Aruch HaRavans like that. The one in the Rambam that it's an Isser, it's a real Isser of like sort of al derech de Marashal, that's really Isser of Gzeilo. Genevas Akam is a problem of Gzeilo. Then that's the Shitz HaRam. That would be maybe the Shitz HaRam. Machna Farim Schiluk, right? The Machna Farim holds also only also as Genevas Das. But at the end of the day, we have Shitz Rishonim that hold that Genevas Mat Akim is also as Genevas Das or as Gezer, right? That's the second day it brought in the Ramah. That's one day. Then we have the day that holds that it's Mutter, which is the Tosfos and the Tall Paskins like that. And then we have the Marshal. Marshal, which learns like this in the wants to learn like this in the Rambam, but it's his own shita. He passes like that, which the Shach and Shin Mem Ches, if Kotten Gimel brings down this Shach Halacha, I mean brings down, sorry, the Marshal Halacha, and Baba Kamis Sinachov, and passes like it. And he holds that Mata Akum, if you do it in the form of when Bishasa Mecher, when the Akum selling you something, and then you go ahead and you, And you, who's but one second? How come I don't see anybody? Is that my fault? My problem?
We see you.
Can you hear us?
I hear everybody, just don't see anybody.
Our video.
I don't see any, I don't see, yeah, I don't, yeah, see the room. I need, yeah, to see, yeah, the, oh, yeah, well, now I can see. No, it's just easier to talk to if you see at least something. I can see at least the room, even the room is fine.
Say one, okay, question from the Rambam is the Rambam. He said it's Bechla Gneva. Is that the Pishavim Konehu that he's learning it from the Pasuk?
Right. Right. We go into the Chishavim Konehu, which would Asid Al Zgezel, which that's the Uchari, the Pashas, the way the Shechonai Harav learns. And the Uchari, that would go in the Marshal. The Marshal would understand it that way, that it's a real problem of Gneva. And the Marshal passes like this, Halochol Maisa. Marshal holds that Mata Akum, if you do it in the form of where b'shas and mecher, you take a mecher that's worth 4 zuz, and you only give him 3 zuz, you buy the ganav, you mamish a ganav gomer on that mecher, on that mecher, because the guy was only selling it to you, only with the das of getting 4 zuz for it. And if he's not getting 4 zuz, he's not selling it. Like the way the Shulchan Aruch Rav spells it out very clearly. On that document, I got to show the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer has a different shot in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He learns that, no, it's still, even he talks, he brings down the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and he says, the Shoyl made a mistake, and understood the Shulchan Aruch Harav wants to answer it, Alz Gezel, he goes ahead and says, no, the Das Shulchan Aruch Harav is tak only to answer it, Midin Geneva's Das, not Midin Gezel. But that's not the Pashtus. The Pashtus is the Shulchan Aruch Harav is asking Midin Gezel, which would sound like that the Shulchan Aruch Harav passes like the Marshal. Mamish went al derech the Marshal. He doesn't bring down the Marshal. Would it sound like Imamish went al derech the Marshal? Like the way the Shach and Shimon Chesed called Gimel also passes like this Marshal. That if Gimel Ta'akim in B'shas and Mecher, Mamish is by Mamish Gezel. Regular Gezel.
Is the Ravya clearly just a Kal V'Chomer, or could it be Mechlam Simon? This is actually Gneva's Das.
No, right. V'chama Simon. It's not. You're right. Yeah, it's a kavul choyim at the asid as gneivas das. The kavul choyim is if gneivas das v'achzok is toiv is also kol shekain if you're going if died to get momin zicha also. But it's all isa is gneivas das 100%. The Rav Yoz isa gneivas das, like the Smas spells out very clearly in Shin Mem Ches on the Ramah that says on the first day, on the second day that asks it. The Sma goes ahead and says it's also it's Nilma within Geneva's Das. It is Geneva's Das. This is Mamish Geneva's Das. So those are the 3 days. These are the 3 sheetahs. These are the 3 sheetahs that we have to work with a lot.
What was the first? How's the third sheetah different than the first?
I can't hear, I'm sorry.
How is the third sheetah different than the first?
Well, you mean the day that holds that it's also? Well, the day that holds it also could only pash is really only the Ravyo, which asks it only be thinking of his das. It's not exeil de keiser. The Marshal holds it also as gezel. Now, Marshal happens to learn that in the Rambam. It's true, but the way when the Rambam is bringing it down, the Rambam is bringing the sheet of the Ravyo, and the Ravyo, the pash is the Ravyo, is nothing with gezel. The Ravyo clearly asks it as gneivas das. So we just have to keep in mind like what we're dealing with when we're discussing the sheetahs. So there's one day that asks that it's Geneva's Das. There's one day holds that it's Mutter completely. And there's one day it holds, which is the Marshal, and he wants to learn that in the Rabbi Musa, but not in the Rav Yo, and he holds that it's Osal's Gezel. So we have, those are the 3 days that we have on the table that we have to deal with. Those 3 sheets.
He said it's saying, I still don't understand what the love this is. And also, he says it's Domel Gezel and Chil Hashem. It says both reasons.
Well, the Rambam?
Well, the Marshal.
Well, the Rambam really says both reasons. The Rambam Zayu throws in the reason of Chil Hashem. But in Gnevi, he doesn't. Gnevi asks it. So, what the Marshal basically is saying in the Rambam is that the Rambam asks it for 2 sivas. Number one, he holds it as Gezel. And then in Hilchos Gzeilu is Moisif, that it's also a problem of Chil Hashem, besides for the Issa Gezel. But he holds that being mata the goy, stam to take something from him, shloikedin, or even derech mekach memkar, where you're like that case where you're taking something that's worth four and you're giving only three. He holds a big gezel gomer. He holds a mamash big gezel gomer.
Why the mechaber not discuss it?
Oh, it's very interesting. The mechaber doesn't discuss bechalal matachim at all. He leaves it out. And if anything, it would be mashma that he would pass in that would be mutter, because in Huchas, in Reish Chav Ches, the mechaber quotes the Lashon HaTor. And the Lashon HaTor changes from the Lashon Rambam. The Lashon Rambam is that, I'm going to simply pull this up in my notes for a second so I can get the clear Lashon. The Lashon Rambam is, one second, I'm almost there. Yeah, the Lashon Rambam, when he writes the Isser in Hilchos Gnevas Das, also Ramis has been held in Bemekechel Memkar, Oyugnev Daiton, right? Ramis, also Ramis been held in Bemekechel Memkar, Oyugnev Daiton. The Echod Akum, the Echod Yisrael Bodovazer. Right, it's very clear. Mirim b'mekchel memkar and Geneva's das, both of these things are also bein ba'akum echad akum ve'echad yisrael b'dovazeh. The Torah switches that. The Torah writes in Simon Reish Chavches, also the Rami is b'nei adam b'mekchel memkar oylig nevdaitam. He takes out the chil between. He going mishmu b'mekach. So first he's giving an example of mirim b'mekchel memkar going mishmu b'mekach tzarech leidir leikach.
Cut out.
Like many Mepharshim point out in I'm sorry?
When you're recording the tour, you cut out. Can you say the tour one more time?
Yeah, the Lashon HaTor is also the Ramos Bnei Odom, Es Bnei Odom B'mekechu Memka Oilig. No, that was, I'm sorry, I started reading the Ram by mistake. Again, the tour. Also the Ramos Bnei Odom B'mekechu Memkar. So those are two things, right?
Yeah.
And then he says, "Kigoyin imeshmu b'mekach tzarech leidil lekeach," right? And then now he starts adding in akum. V'afim hu akum loyim k'loy bosin avega b'cheskes yishin shchuta. So the Torah clearly breaks up. There's one din with one iser mirim b'mekach memkar, and that's also only by Yisrael. And it's granted, whatever it could be, it's gufum bigdin gneves das, but it's a different level, which we're going to discuss what the difference is. And then there's the issa gneves das, which he adds in. So he clearly makes a chilik, and then the mafarshim over there, they talk, different hanging mafarshim point out this chilik in the Torah, that the Torah was a headir mishana from the Lashon Rambam. So, and rather the Mechaber brings the Lashon HaTor in the Simon Reish Chav Ches. So it's pretty interesting that, I don't know, it would sound like that not only that does it does not discuss it, he may even pass him like the Torah. I don't know. Now, L'maisa, what comes to Halacha L'maisa when it comes to this Machlokes? So you have a Shach, a Shulchan Aruch, a Rav. All right, you have the Aruch HaShulchan brings down the... Aruch HaShulchan brings down both days, and then he gives his he says his thing at the end of the day, Bezman Hazeh, everything is different, whatever. We know that why that was written. It was just written for the censor, for the, about the Sakon of the Medina. But so I don't know, you have a Shach and Shulchan Aruch HaRav, or it should be also. And the emphasis is that the Daskom HaSapoiskim, I have quotes from Rabbi Yashiv that say Navadi after Mach Magak Das is Rav Rishonim and Paskin that it's also Rav Rishonim. All the he says Rav Rishonim all the sauce, the Rav Yod, the Ravon, the Smag. I mean all of them. Come on, every Rishon all the sauce besides Tosis and the Torah. Paskin that it's also so not that one should really be completely also. However, the Metzius is Meis and Dachin developed that some in different there. Chalakim of Klai Yisrael, it isn't such a chomodikah thing, and it could be the reason is because the Lamaisa, the Ramah, puts it in the stambach gachir shomim. Derech klal in holy apsar. Whenever you have a stambach gachir shomim, that looks like the stam. And throughout the Doris, I guess they will make them being semich on the Shittas HaTorah, which Paskin is very, very clearly, and the Ramah Paskin is very, very clearly that it's mutis. I guess, you know, in certain cases and through different gender, different times, and different to hardships and crisis, so they have to be, you know, be makel. It's Yidua that I'm going to say this over, but everyone has to understand that I'm speaking to only I'm speaking to Tznuim over here. I'm speaking to people that learn in Kol. It's not like a public statement, even though it's being recorded. Maybe the whole thing should be deleted afterwards. But it's Yidua that Rav Moshe Feinstein, that I heard this over from Rav Doiv and from Meir Bloch. But this has to remain a secret. But for real, this has to remain a secret because it's, you know, this is not it's nothing for not for the public. But Rav Moshe was of the opinion that he passed like the Pashas Ramo that it's mutter. Now he would never ever say that it was mutter ever. He never said that it was mutter. Every single time he came around about with a different reason why this case it's mutter, even according to the data that holds that it's awesome. And he never ever said that such a case is mutter. Matach is mutter ever ever ever. He never said that. He always found different ways of how to be mislavish it. And it was a lot of times his talmidim I heard from Meir Bloch, who said he heard spoke to Daniel Levy from Schweiz, who told him very clearly that most of the cases that Rav Moshe gave these interesting reasons, none of them really held much water in the reasons that he gave himself. And his understanding was that Rav Moshe basically held was mutter, just that was how he packaged it. He packaged it. Now, of course, this that Rav Moshe was mattered in certain cases was only obviously, we know kefiat zayir doesn't, you know, it's not a blanket statement to be mad to such things all over everywhere. Obviously, it's awesome, and avada we have to be kosher for rav yishanim, and it's awesome. But you know, rabbanim have to know. But makam atzayir when someone's in a very, very, very dochetik matziv, and someone needs whatever, there is what to rely on. But it has to be like a very dochetik cool that you know that's how it has to be taken. And obviously on the hotline, whenever these trials come through, it's always awesome. There's no question about it. Anytime someone asks such a shayla, anyone that calling on the phone, it's 100% us. Any matakim is always us. So a person sits down with the rov and he discusses the situation and something, and the rov or the dying feels that there's more to be made. So then, you know, on the situation, sometimes we make up based on this, Messiah. Okay, so now,
the whole fear, it was Kedai the whole shear just for this song.
I hear. Now, but Lamaisa, the problem is that we have.
You're worried about the FBI finding out? What are we supposed to do?
No, there's an Isser. No, it's right. You should be Machme, like, according to the Marshal, it's Isser. According to the Marshal, it's Isser Gezel. The ground that the Isser Gezel, the Marshal, can't really be in a real Isser Gezel. The Reis, like, if you've gone through the Marshal in the Simon Chof, Marshal, anyways, really holds that the Gezel Akim is only Yisad Rabban. Anyways, he holds that if he's Chayuk on the Rambam passes, we don't pass like this Marshal. It's interesting. We might pass like the Marshal Mat Akim is also as Gezel, but not Nami Tamei. He holds that Gezel Akim itself is only Yisad Rabban. He holds it can't be Nichal, but the Lamais, we don't pass like Marshal on that. Gezel Akim is a Vada Osim and Atayr, the way the Rambam and Shukhanar passing Nuchas Geneva and Nuchas Gzegel. So, but just. My Mamuzga, that's what the Marshal holds. If you look at it in the Simichov, it's an interesting Marshal. It's Kedai to see inside.
What's the Marshal writes that there's a difference between Avgaz Malva, it's not the Shtat Mamekach, Ella Derecho, and then, right. Why should there be a difference?
Both? Because the Marshal's explaining, Avgaz Malva is that if you it has to be that you're being mafkia choiv. There's an existing choiv. It means if I owe you money, I borrowed money from an akum, or I bought something from an akum, and my das was to pay, and the akum was masking that I don't have to pay right now. It's going to turn into a choiv. So now there's a choiv, right? So then we did a transaction. The original thing that I did was I borrowed money, which is mutter. I bought something from him that it's mutter. I did something that was mutter at that time. And now there's a choyv. Now there's an existing choyv where I was mazik and akum. And now, so that was grad also, whatever, machoykes, let's say. So that's, I was mazik, and so I have a choiv now. Now it's an existing choiv. Now that there's a choiv. So, hafkol salvol, not paying him back, that's mutter. That's the Gemara, hafkol salvol, so is mutter. However, b'shasan mecher, he's only giving you, if you have to pay at that time, right? You come and you buy that parcel dissolve, and it was worth four. He's only giving it to you if you're going to give him four. He's not, otherwise, he's not giving it to you. So if you trick him to think that you gave him four zuz and really there was only three zuz there, so what you're doing basically is you're stealing it out of his hands because he's not giving that to you. He's not allowing you to take it. Let's go with toys, right? Toys is poshut. Toys is whatever. I'm just saying a regular case of choiv, I got what I had, beheter. Right, I got that beheter, and now the only thing I have left is I have a choit. So of course, Allah, I don't have to pay him back.
So why is Tois mother then?
Tois is mother. And
his Tois.
The Gemara doesn't discuss why Tois is mother. The passion why Tois is mother is again because the money came to me beheter. I got it. The way I got the money wasn't through any ma'aseh. The money's in my hands. It's almost like I've called Savor. It's al derech I've called Savor. I have this money in my hands. I got it.
No, isn't that someone said it refers to a Veda? It's a Veda's Akum. It's like you have a Veda in your hands. You lost it in your hands. You don't have the
Veda. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear. I can't hear.
The only thing that's Svara by Taus Akum is a Veda. I think that. It's Aveda. Because the issue, don't we say that it's like an Aveda? And there's no Chiyah, but it's like Aveda by Akum.
Yeah, but that, at that point, it's not really an Aveda yet because you see it. Aveda Sakim would be when it gets lost. It has to, an Aveda, in order to have a
turn. He gave you too much. He gave you too much. You don't have to return it. Now you're holding an extra $100. You don't have to. Now it's an Aveda. You lost it in your hand.
I hear. Maybe it goes into the Din of Aveda. I hear what you're saying. I hear. Very possible.
So medical bills, let's say.
One second.
After they send you a medical bill. So that would
I just want to say a different reason why. Hello?
Yeah.
I just want to say a different reason why. I happen to think that Toy Sakim is in Mutter for a different reason, but it's just that, like with the last Svar, which I hold is really the main Svar Lalocha of why, if we go through the reasons again, why Shita Satoysis holds that the Mata Akim is Mutter, right? I don't know if you want to go through the reasons again. If you're interested in going through the reasons again?
Yes.
What? I sent you a document where I had like about 6-7 different reasons for Shitas HaToisvis. I think that happens to be the Iker reason is that the Din of Rov Vayet the Goyim. In other words, from the Din of Rov Vayet the Goyim, we learn out that the Torah was Mater, Momen Akim, unless it comes in the form of a Mahalach, of a Geneva Ugzeir, which the Torah asked that. But Stamazay, a Momen Akim, which even could be why Avedis Akim is Mutter. Aveda Sakim, we know, even by Aveda always, the halacha really is always that an Aveda never leaves the person's Rishos. Ad Asil Rishos Zoicha, right? You need a Yish, right? Until it's Yish, it still remains the owner's, right? So it never really leaves. So the fact that Aveda Sakim is Mutter also is goof for the Sibu. Even the Gemara learns that from a Pasik. It's really learned, it's Xerus HaKosim. So I don't have to touch up the Torah. Xerus HaKosim says that it's Aveda Sechicha, it's not Aveda Sechicha. It's finished. The Torah is Mater Aveda Sakim. Whatever the reason is, there is Ma'at Aved Sakim. But the Yisoid is that a Momen Akum, when it's in your hands, beheter, the Torah never asks such a thing. That was the reason. The Gemara learns that from Rov Vayet the Goyim, Rov Zayim is Shekibu, Alem Ben Eloich, Voi Kaimu, Om Avetim Oyim Yisrael. And so now, Tosis points out there that obviously, and it, with the Gemara we were discussing there, Shor Shnogach, that if you're sure an Akum's sure, you'd be potter for that reason. Because the Torah is hitting the Moinon. However, it doesn't, it clearly points out that you can't worry there that Gezel Akum is Mutter. Gezelakim of Adzos. The Yirei map to learn. The Yirei map to learn that he learns from that Gemara that Gezel and Ganev Sakum and Mutter from that Gemara happens to be. It happens to be that's the Shitsa Yirei. We don't pass him Yirei. But anyways, you go like that, there will be another Siva why Momanakim Toysakim would be. But we're going just getting back to that Mashad we started with. See, that's the Chilik, right? That's the Chilik from Shasa Mecha. When there's a choiv, when b'lo yod beheter, so then that's okay. But after the marsha holds, if it's b'shas amecha, when he's not giving it to you, that's considered you're taking it be'isa, because he's not giving it to you. You're tricking him to give it to you. That's
down. When they say that only Rashi, but he himself holds that it was a transaction, even if you're paying later, he himself argues that Rashi holds it always also.
Well,
Rashi is mechala between. If you did Mashiach and paid yet or not. But he argues on Rashi.
Yeah, no, he argues on Rashi because he holds that he continues. He says, even Rashi that says that it's mutter, Rashi clearly says that that case is mutter. That he allowed to take the case of the pies of the dissolve for three, even though the Akum thought he was getting four. Rashi holds it was mutter. Marshal goes and argues on that. He holds that that's also, that's Gezel.
Even though you did the Mashiach, and now you only owe him money, which he says is the reason why Rashi is not there. Rashi held that such God's love. He says, I argue. And even correct. Though all I owe him is money, it's still us.
Right.
So what's the ghetto? A week later? Like, where does he ever say it's mutter if he gives me a week to pay?
No.
What's the source?
It's not totally in time. It's totally in if he wants the money up front. If he's only selling the mecha, if you pay up the money now, so that means he's not giving you the ayin beheter unless they give him all the money.
What's the mepar for this chilek? I thought if it's a transaction, he can give me a year. But the point is, I'm paying for the item, and he's only giving it to me if I pay in a year. I figure my shal is always going to answer as long as it's a transaction.
No. The mashal won't answer then. The Marshal only asks is only he when he like the, you know it's like the way the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains is that it's not in, once he allows me to owe him the money so now I got that chayfis beheter I have this you gave it to me and you trusted me I'm gonna pay you back right okay that's it now you gave it to me now I have a chayf by you now this is just a plain old chayf. Now it is a choyv, so it's an existing choyv, so now I have a choyv. Well, then I can mafkia. I know, it's a tough mind, not to me. Then I have.
And you
can go on. Sorry. So then it turns into a choyv, so after it's a choyv, so then I can mafkia the choyv.
So maybe we can say by Tosak, the reason why it's what there is, because it's not my responsibility. It's not my responsibility for his mistake. I didn't do anything wrong. He did something wrong. According to that, what's
halacha
by Tos? Let's say if a straw makes a
Tos,
that's
Zamakar. Tos Yisrael is always going to be awesome because it belongs to any money that belongs to another yid is automatically awesome. You grab the not over the six. You don't give it back.
My kinyan was perfectly fine.
You have his money. The Torah never gave you the rights to hold on to his money. You're talking out of it. If you didn't do any zayl, just in your house, and you don't give it back to him, so you're not really over any issa deraisa. So there's no chiv ashova, you know. But you have money in your hand, like you did, and the guy has a mamoni gabach. He has a tefillah on you. That's true. You weren't over any issa deraisa really. Other than just that's not your money, and you can't keep it. By an Akum, the Torah was mapped at the moment, either by Al Tzaveda because as a chicha, or by regular toys. You want to say toys goes into Aveda, or Al Tzaveda the Rava yet the Goyim, the Din Rava yet the Goyim. The Torah was mapped at the moment. When the Imam is bought beyond the Torah was mapped at the moment, but not by Yisrael. So anyway, so again, let's just go back to that Marshal. So Fakir, the Marshal argues in Rashi's matter. In the case of Bishas and Mecha. Bishas and Mecha, Rashi is the matter. And the Marsha argues in Rashi, and he says that I hold that's Osir, and he brings the Rambam to Asir. But then he continues, even Rashi, his Chiddush is that he wants to say, even Rashi was only matter, would never be matter, every matter atom, to trick him into giving something. Only when you could look at it as a choy, like he says, is that I took the chayfitz and now I owe the money, right? Then that's he limits so, the Rashi.
He's asking what's the chiluk between the Marshal's understanding of Rashi and the Marshal's understanding about Hafkas Halvah? How did it change from Rashi, the guy got it, the guy said, okay, pay me now. Who cares if I pay me now or who says pay me tomorrow? Is that still, why is that not Shas Mefer still? Why is that not still Rashi with Marshal argue? What point does Marshal say it's a code?
How does the Marshal understand Rashi? How is it not a chloe?
Yeah, and what's the Marshal's get there of when it becomes a chloe? Because he holds in Rashi's case, it's not a chloe.
Well, the Marshal doesn't really understand Rashi. He argues in Rashi. He holds Rashi's 100% wrong. It's not a chloe.
But at what point does Marshal say it becomes a chloe when it comes to Shas Mefer?
I told you, if he allows him to take it without paying up front.
The Rashi's case was also that. He handed him, he said, Rashi's case.
No.
They were paying on the spot.
Okay. No, he has to pay it.
No,
he has to pay him on the spot. He can't.
What about an hour later? What about an hour later? Pay me, go home and get the money and bring it back to me. That's over enough. Like, what? You're saying, he was paying you an hour. I thought if you say, he's like, if he makes a Kenyan first, that's a co.
Yeah, Rashi is learning that. It's true. Rashi is learning that the way he's learning Rashi. By the way, the Marshal is tremendous chiddush in Rashi. Machan Ephraim is chiddush. Machan Ephraim learns Rashi means Rashi is ma'atak with mutter. The Marshal is saying a very, very sharp shot what he's saying. It turns into a chayv. How does that turn into a chayv? I don't understand what he's saying, Marshal. I don't understand what he's saying in Rashi. Marshal himself doesn't understand it. He just wants to limit Rashi. He wants to say even Rashi, maybe somehow Rashi knew how he could somehow make him into a chayv, make him to Hafkos Halvah. But he don't understand Rashi. So it's a very shmeh. Pash Rashi holds his mutter. Okay, but you know what? All right, what does that do for us? Rashi holds his mutter. Another sheet that holds his mutter. Okay, you know, Tosis in the Torah and Rashi also. All right.
But even according to the Marshal, if you trip the guy by mistake, B'shas Mecher, you made an honest mistake. So how do we view it now? Do we say Lamaisa the guy gave it to you through no, you weren't intending to trick him, and Lamaisa he gave it to you under those circumstances?
Yeah, so we go into Gezel B'Shogeg. It's a Gezel B'Shogeg. That's really what it is. The Gezel B'Shogeg is it's a big machlokes. Pashas, you wouldn't have to give it back, even according to the Marshal in that case. You'll be sending on the days that old Gezel B'Shogeg is not, you're not over. There's no chiv, there's no, so the pash should be saimach on that. But in Echanam, we go into Gezel B'Shogeg. Sometimes you could have a case where it's not really in the gate to our sigur, but sometimes you have this happens, you know, it happens way too often where a guy goes shopping and he comes out with his cart from a Walmart or Target or something, and in the back, and he forgot to pay for an item. So that's really Xavier. That Chayr is a regular Xavier. And according to, it should be told in the Machlokes, the Chayr HaShov is Xavier, not on such an item. However, there's a Chuvas Admas Kodesh that Paskins that if you took it out and you had no idea that it was there, so you buy B'Masasik. B'Shasi, you're pushing the cart, you're really doing the Maisa Heta. You're pushing the cart outside into the street. So you're doing something that's Mutter. He wants to say it's not even a Shogeg at all. It's mamasha. You do. It's a mitzasik. Well, gavi the gneiv. It's a mitzasik, and now it turns into an avei desak. Once it's out already. Now it's avei desak. Your maisa was a maisa mitzasik. You did a maisa heter. Now you call me. You're sitting by your car and you find the things outside in the wagon. So now it's an avei desak. So it's muteris.
Nisim wants to make a point.
According to the Rambam, it's fashion that it's that you need to give it back because he says that the Gneva Sakum and Gneva Sisra is the same thing. So let me listen to him make it as a Rambam. You have to give it back.
Who says? Maybe even according to the Rambam, the Nisimus wants to say that there's no Chir Mashava, right? The Mechaber is quoting the Lashon of Rambam, the Nisimus still wants to say that there's no Chir Mashava. And even if you're going to say that there's an Issa Gezel de Raisa, he says there are Rabbanan and the Negev.
Right.
That the Teshuva brings also seems to say that even the Rabbah that the Shach brings really holds that the Gezel is also the Raisa. There's no Chir Hashem.
Right. So it's true. Yeah, it's true. You wouldn't have a chiyah. You could be semichad and nesivis. That's true. You could be semichad and nesivis. God, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. I don't have offhand where it is. He's chiyah and nesivis. Very, very stark. But
which prop?
He holds a chiyah ashova by Gezelakim.
Rav Moshe holds it is a chiyah ashova.
Yeah, he's chiyah and nesivis and shemem chesiv konav that you're talking about. Then the Sivis and Shemem Chesiv Konav that you're talking about that says that the Rambam passes the Chiyav Ashova by Gezelak and the Sivis Chavak on the Rambam. It's a tremendous Machloek Zachrayim. Whatever, I have in my notes loads and loads on both sides. Rav Moshe is grabbed from one of the ones that Chavak and the Sivis holds is a Chiyav Ashova. And he would hold, and according to the Rambam, if you go like that in the Rambam, by Mata Akam would also have a Chiyav Ashova according to this. However, that already I have from I saw in the sefer brought down from Zalman Chema Goldberg that said even if a person is machmer legamri like the marshal matatim is by him osir, he goes like the second day it's osir, goes in like the marshal. When it comes to the chiyav ashov, he definitely has the right to rely on the place that hold that there's no chiyav ashov even by real gezel nevis hakam like this in the sivis and others that hold like him, and he would not have to return it. So at the end of the day, we'll all say from any mistakes, we'll save from all of them. Even mistake, whatever. Even bases, we're saved from everything. Pastor Zalokhul Maisa, there's no Ashov by Matak, never.
Rav Moshe was always saying it according to the Rambam, or Rav Moshe was saying Lamaisa? Or we may have said Rav Moshe was always Matar.
Rav Moshe may have held Matar without Matar, but if you're talking about Gezel, then the Sivis and Shemem Cheskonav is going by Gezel, and Rav Moshe holds Lamaisa, there is a Chiyav Ashov. I actually even have a Tshuva. It's not so clear. Even have a tshuva b'negei mat, I believe. You take a look at it by you. Take a look at it yourself. Let me see if I have it up here.
This chassidus can be meshiv to avoy.
I will talk about that in a second about kiddush Hashem. I sent you the end of last month. I sent you a document about that when it's mostly meshiv and avoy the lakum or who the toys akum. Ramosha over here. Ramosha is. In Chosh Mishpah Chelkav Simon Pei Ches, if you look over there, you have to look good. It sounds like even by Mata Akam, it sounds like it is a Chiyav Ashov. I don't know what to do about it.
Ramashal, you're allowed to be Mata.
I know. But 1 second. I told you, there's also Ramashal cheating on regions is Gnevis Das. Now, how does it stand?
Why is it
Gnevis
Das? It's not Machzik like Taiva.
No. Okay, so 1 second. So we discussed this. No, you are. You're getting better in Achzokas Taiva. You're getting a diploma. You're getting much better. Forget about Achzokas Taiva. You get the Akam's going to give you a diploma. And we were Mechalik, so I rather want to answer there. Moshe is not a seer because if we go like the second Mahalik that... I didn't even go through the Mahalchim yet, but if we go like the Mahalchim, that the reason why that Toysis and their Torah hold is no Gnevas Das by Mata Akim is because anything that's Nichol Mekichol Memkar, it's Mismay from Loisoin Uishas Ochiv. If you go with that Mahalch, I didn't get to the Mahalchim yet. I'd rather we'll start going through the Mahalchim right now. But if you go, what should I do here? Should I start going to Mahalchim? Or if you go with that Mahalch, then we can Mechalik. The regions would become. To get a diploma would be us, even according to Rav Moshe. Because if you hold the reason why Mata Akam is mutter is only because it's a smite from Loisoinu Ishas Ochiv. So it has to be in the form of Ekhomemka. It needs to be some Ekhomemka going on. So that's why I said last time that by a college, if you pay for college and you take your, whatever, you're getting your what do you call it, the certification, whatever it's you're getting from the college. So then it's already Mechlemka. You're paying for college. You pay hefty money for college. So whatever you're going to get, the diploma you're going to get over there is part of Mechlemka. So that could be, even Rav Moshe would be matter. But cheating on the regular regions where there's no Mechlemka, it's regular Genevis Das, so Chayr would be also even according to Tosis in the Torah. If you go down Malach. Okay, so what?
How does it make any sense that when we're Mechel for Mominus?
What? Doesn't make sense what?
Just make the call correct.
Huh? Why would we be more machmir on Gnevis Das than on Mata Akam? I know that's the Marshal, but if you don't go with the Marshal, so then why are you talking about this?
Oh, so okay, so that's the $1 million question, right? That's the big question. How does anybody get out of the problem of the Rav Yo? Rav Yoh has a Muradikah Kavul Chayme. If Geneva, that case, this is where we have to start. This is the starting point of Amata Akim. It's this kasha. Rav Yoh has a Kavul Chayme. If the Torah asked you to take a Chazakas Toivo through Geneva's Das, Kol Shekain, it should be asked to take something, a Metziyistik, a Momin, through a Geneva's Das. The Torah asked even that's the plea. Chazakas Toivo, what's a Chazakas Toivo? The Fidesveg and the Torah asked it. Kol Shekain Momin. That's the $1 million question, which is a plea at Suma, nobody talks about it. Nobody. You go through it, no one talks about it. It's not a discussion in all the G'day Le'achroinim, the Rishonim, it's not discussed at all. It's a plea at Suma. We have to come on to all different Heintiger, as far as from Achroinim, you know, Heintiger, Poiskim, and Achroinim. It's unbelievable.
How contemporary?
What? Contemporary, right.
Don't count.
How contemporary? Like still living.
Yes, I'm talking about still living. I have not seen in print. Oh, well, I grabbed a bit. Oh, the go. There is, okay. Baruch Hashem, there is someone from a free dicker that sort of discusses it. And that's called the Derech HaMelech. I don't remember what Kufi lived in. One second. No, this time. I sent it out in the document, and it whatever. Also, the first day, this man, he wants to make a machlokes. The Derech HaMelech wants to say that the Shittas HaTosfos and the Torah that hold Mata Akim is Mutter, they hold that the whole entire Issa Geneva's Das is only Al Sheker. We had a machlokes. We discussed. I don't know if we didn't discuss it, but. There's a lot of different. We had what is exactly the Issa Geneva's Das? So we came out that most Rishonim learn it goes into Loisig Noivu. It's Nichla, somehow in Loisig Noivu. We brought down a Rebbe with the Rebbein Yoin, and that sounds like that maybe the Issa, maybe our checker. The Rambam sounds like he's Mechalik by Mechel Memkar. He goes into Loisig Noivu. Mashenkin, when it comes to Geneva's Das, Bidvorim, like, you know, like those cases of inviting somebody and all those cases, again, that's only talk only also our checker. It was more like that from the Rambam. But this Derech HaMelech wants to learn that the Yisoy, the Issa, Toysfis in the Torah, the whole Mat Akim is Mutter, they must hold that there is no Issa Geneva's Das of Achzakas Toyva. It doesn't exist. There is no such Issa. And the entire Issa Geneva's Das, according to them, is the Issa Sheker. And Oy Bazoi says, that Shittas Tosfos in the Torah hold that Mat Akim is Mutter, calls Manya, not Meshaker. You could try, well, I don't know how to do it, I don't know. But if you could somehow be Mat Akim in Oifen, where you're not being.
Yeah, that's what
he said. That Sharon Melach brought in the Pistol Tshuva that he used the money of the guy and he made money behind his back, according to this Derech HaMelech.
Would be fine. Good, that would be fine. Yeah, good example. All right. Fine, put it that Derech HaMelech would be good. And he, right, so that's the old. This is the only.
One second. So Nisim is asking the cases of Gneva's Das that you didn't talk, your action would be considered a mice of Sheker that would be included in the Sheker Tirakot?
Yeah. Yeah. The post can say. The post can.
He doesn't know what's happening.
Over there?
Yeah, the post can.
No, he's thinking something. He doesn't think anything.
I'm not a mice.
Sorry, I couldn't hear, but the poskim talk out and look at Sheker. They discuss very clearly that even a meiser would be nichol and Sheker, midvash Sheker tircha. The only problem is I sent on that same document.
Dvar is dibur.
I sent. I'm sorry.
The darshan dvar is dibur, like everywhere.
Dibur, right? Yeah, I hear.
That's the dvar is dibur.
You asking me how could it be? How could a meiser be awesome?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. If you want, I have a whatever. Let's say if I can go through a lot of, they bring a lot of makaris that even the mice would be nichol and sheker. I don't know. I'm not sure. I didn't go through that sugi well of what's nichol and sheker. But and this is how the derech melech goes. That's what he goes. Now, I happen to have sent you the same piece in that same document. Mecham Kanievsky, he writes in Masechtas Kusim, he mamish discusses this. He discusses the problem of sheker by Mata Akim. And Imamish says, very, very clear, very clear, very, very clear, he reads this. The chain mashim mutter lahatis is ha'akum k'disibo v'kam v'bamar da parzala afag av de mishaker the kivon dein bazem b'shun gezel lahotu usay muteres So hitir bezel shanis at nat zayrich. Mishum the Koran again. He says the raisin. Welcome at zayrich yosim. So he goes. He paskins. He brings Rabbi Yoino and Rabbi Yoino and the Rambam. They don't bring the Issa Midvar Sheket Tirchak Bechlau anywhere besides for in Bezdin. In Bezdin, the Rambam Paskin and Benyon and Paskin is at the din of Midvar Sheket Tirchak and the Loisa Shakru is all going on by Edim and in Bezdin. It's not going Bechlau ever by Mirba Mechel Memke at all. So Chaim Kievsky Paskin's over there that he says it's Poshit. Why? There's no problem. It's Pinky. You're allowed to be Mashan. Same way you're allowed to be Mashan anytime. And he does bar mitzvah. He goes and he says, that's why you're allowed to be Mishan as bar mitzvah and shalom and all kinds of things. Because midiraisa, there's no Yisr Sheker. The whole midvar Sheker Tirchak was only said in Bezdin. It was never said by some things. So therefore, anytime there's any tzorich, whether it's shalom or for busho or for whatever it is, it's all mutter. So Ibazai, he says, if the tois akam is mutter, so and the whole Yisr is Gnevim Zeigo. So I'm not being goyim and goyim over here. So why can't I be mashaket to get the money? It's from the Vladimir Mishan.
How's he getting out of it? How's he answering the question? What about
Gnevis Das? No. Oh, see, he doesn't discuss Gnevis Das. He just discusses the Sheker Shiboy. Why is there no Isser Sheker in Matakum? Why Takanah? So this is what Derek HaMelech wants to learn. But what does everybody else do? What does everyone else do with the problem of Matakum? Forget about the Isser Gnevis Das. What happened to the Isser Sheker? So we have two questions that have to be answered. Question number one has to be answered, what happened to this Ganevis Das? And then we have to answer what happened to this Sheker. So that's what Chaim Kanievsky is going to look it up. Mesechtes Kusim, Perek Aleph Oislam. It's going to look it inside.
What is Mesechtes Kusim? That's a safer rhythm.
Yeah. He wrote for Urim on these Mesechtes.
Is it Mesechtes Ebed Kanan?
Yeah, he wrote on the Mesechtes Ketanis. He wrote for Urim on these Mesechtes. One of his Kusin there. I had to bring down the Loshin. I brought down the Loshin inside that document.
There is a passage that says, Shereis Yisrael, lo yasu avula, lo yevaveru chazar.
Okay.
It means to be nechazer, which is very similar to Mishaka. Is, you know, to... So,
yeah.
There you go.
For some reason, you only find the Sherisa Vidabra calls it, you only find by being Chayz B'Diburay. You don't find that's ever that's considered.
The word Chazav, we did a lot of research on this, is always brought in the context of not fulfilling an obligation that you committed to.
Yeah.
Chazay V'Shev Chasecha, it's always used in that context. Very interesting. It's brought over there in Bava Metzia by Ein Eimet B'Diburay. It's always not fulfilling an obligation that you're already committed to.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so now let's try to, we have to get to these different terutzim. Okay, so basically, I don't use very few terutzim that really hold water. There's one we have to reckon with. Well, again, so now we're going to answer the question of Gnevis Das. That's the million-dollar question that we have to answer, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We would need to answer up the Ravio's time. Should I go on weiter? Should we move on?
Yeah, you're smart.
Okay, so let's answer. So there's always very few tourists that really hold water for the Ravio's time. The biggest problem is that the Ramah says so clearly. Going out toisa b'cheshbon, he gives such an open, you know, statement. Going out toisa b'cheshbon, sounds like it's mutter across the board according to this day. So, like, there's so many different terutzim that you could try to use to get out of Gnevis Das. Moshe, like, if you go like toisfis, just a toisfis and Gnevis Das, it holds that Gnevis Das is only mutter only on something that's loy havigas. I'm sorry, also only on something that's loy havigas sukkah adaiti, right? By the case by the orchim. That the Tosis learns it. The only reason why it's us is only because it was loy havel asuka adaiti that it was mukhuris achemdeni, right? But if it was something was havel asuka adaiti, so then Tosis also holds his mutter, right? That's not considered getting his that's called mat atzmi, right? That's the sug of mat atzmi by bisra not for bisra of nechela, right? That was the meisav of safro. It was mat atzmi. So you know, so some hainter want to say that's the answer. Tosis in the Torah only matter it. Only when it's Mata Atzmai, where you could have thought, you should have figured out something that maybe it's not the way he's saying it. That's such a tremendous doichik to learn in Rambam. You know, besides such a thing, how can the Rambam and the Torah say that latoyse b'chedrin is mutter across the board if it's only in a case where it's having a sugar daite? So please, Mama should plead to say that. But, okay, so anyways, basically the only real, and not, really there's another teretz that we have to say this over just because, you know, he's a big man to Omar today. He's the Rosh Koyl of your brother's Beis Din, right? Rav Yosef Fleischman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean he's a tremendous man to Omar, and you have to say him over. I mean, he wants to say that Shittas Tosfos in the Torah is only matter, very, very specific, only in a case where the matter is b'shev al tasa. Exactly like the case of exactly like Rashi, the case of Rashi, where you're not really doing anything. You're not doing a tremendous action to really trick him. You're just sort of, you know, under the radar screen, you're only slipping, you're only giving three instead of four. So b'shev al tasa, you're not giving four. You're supposed to be giving four, and you'll be matting him by giving three. So that's not a kumvase. You're not telling him there's four, and you're not doing something to show him that there's four. You're just not giving him four. That's sheval tasin. So in that case, in that very specific case, which is Rashi's case, that's only in that case would the Torah and Tosfos be matim matakum. Very, very specific case.
And how did I answer the question? You stole the kalva chaimer from Davis Das.
No. Okay. So how's it answer the question? So the way to answer the question is because the Taz, he uses a Taz. Taz in Gerideya, and Reish Nun Dalet of Cotton Bays. The Taz of it is going on the Mechaber. It's going on this Gemara in Bava Basra. Gemara Bava Basra says that a Melech or a Sar, Shisholch Mamli Yisroel, let's talk of, right? We're not supposed to take. Yeah, I don't know how we take programs. It's terrible. We are probably in Gola still because we're taking the programs from the Akum. We're giving them chesodin. But anyways, chesedim chatos. We're not supposed to give them the schos of chesed. We're not supposed to take stock from Akum. So the Gemara says, what's a person supposed to do if an Melech was a sends momen Yisroel? So what you do is you give it to the Aniyah Yakim B'Seisa. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to take the money and give it to the Aniyah Yakim B'Seisa. And the Taka doesn't go to the Yisroel. So the Taz asks, why is it not a problem of Gnevis Das? Or it's regular Gnevis Das. He says, Ain't no actress mizel, mash kusaf the ikki kamonos akim o yal Yisroel. The Kaan Nois in the Kol Aniyah Yakim, have a Gnevis Das. So what?
Where's the Taz? Reish Nun Dalet Yerideya?
Yeah, Yerideya Reish Nun Dalet.
Sif Katan?
It's on Sif Katan Beis. Over there, he asked this Kasha, and he says, Yeshleim, I'm going to read his Lashon, because I want to say exactly the way. Deloi Shaykh Genevas Das. Yeah, sorry. Keep on moving. Yeshleim et roishayach genevas das elohu oisa maisa b'derech genevim. Dainu im anoise nischavim losis Yisroel v'loi lakum nimtzo v'shas nesina lakum oi v'adayte shalakum. Masha'enkin kandi yesh akoponim heta b'nesina lakum elo b'ma she'in noisin Yisroel kum hu oi v'adayte b'sheva al-tase ein b'zeis genevas das. So what he's saying is like this. Is that the Melech said give it tzedakah, right? He didn't disclude Akum, give it a tzedakah. He wanted to Yisroel and to Akum. So by giving the tzedakah to only the Akum and not to the Yisroel, you're not being oivah daitoy become vaseh, because what you're doing in the etzim is mutter. You're just not giving to Yisroel. So then you're just being oivah shevat tas. So basically, what the Taz is saying is that the issa geneva's das is like all the geneva. Geneva is a maisa geneva. Rashi always says over B'chol Mokim that you have to be Noras Adeles, Zeilo, Vayigzah Sechonis Mi'ana Mitzri. Gnev and Zeilo are in the forms of a Maisa. So Gnev is Das also. Gnev is Das, the Taz is saying, Gnev is Das, there needs to be an act of Kumbah say, you have to be going of Daita with some kind of, either with a word or with a Maisa, something that you have to do something, but Kumbah say, but it's a Sheva Tasa, it's not Gnev. It's not, doesn't go into Geneva. So basically, on this taste, he's being Samech on this Taz. According to this Taz, he says that's Pshat and Rashi. Rashi says there's no problem of Mata Akam over there, by where he gives him three instead of four. The cash is what happened to Geneva's Taz. The Teretz is, it's Sheva Taz. So basically, he paskins like this, Halacha Maisa, in the safe. Paskins that there's no such shita at all that holds, he can be about Akim, basically. The only day that holds, the whole Ramos day, the first day that holds the Mutar Atis Becheshvan, is only in this very specific case of where you're in Mateo Becheshvan, where it's an oifen of Sheva Tas. And that's a paskin of Halacha Maisa. So according to him, there's no room for anything. Anywhere. He basically done.
Except for Rav Lasta, by giving him three instead of four.
Okay, but that's a all right. We're not gaining too much out of that, do you? Right. Okay. The next day that really holds water was I guess this is a teretz from Rav Dave Kahn. He writes it in his sefer. You got to say it over. If he paskins this way, there's the parrots that I kept on saying over before, that the chil between mekhel memka and not mekhel memka. In other words, anything that goes in, if you're doing, so you're being mata akim in the form of mekhel memka, you're doing a transaction with him. So you're doing some type of mekhel memka, so now automatically goes into loy soinu isha as ochid, and it's the smayit. So it really is, the truth is, according to this parrots, it really is Gneva's das. Mata akim is a regular Gneva's das. And it should be also out the Kavu Chaymer. But what could you do? The Torah was made it. What could you do? It's Xeris HaKosim. The Torah says, Leison Isha as Ochiv, and the Torah was made Akam. So that's the Torah. It's Geneva's Das. But when it comes to Mekhech Memka, in the form of Mekhech Memka, the Torah was made. So this works only, but the case. So now, Mat Akam is Mutter, according to this, according to that day, but only when it's in the form of Mekhech Memka. The third mahalach is like what I said over with the Gemara in Baba Kam Rama Zion Rova Yet the Goyim, that the Torah is matim momenakum. The reason why there's no problem of Geneva's Das is because Geneva's Das is a problem of you being going to Gufa. Geneva's Das is that you've been going to Hachzokas Toiva, that's the Menshah Lens. The guy's Meshubba to you against 11, you do something, you convince him, you make him think that you did something for him. So now he has that achzok as toivah. The Torah was never matter there. The Torah was matter momen akim. The Torah was matter when it's not in the form of gneivin zayla. However, the gufa akim itself, which the achzok as toivah, the mentions Meshubin himself, that the Torah was never matter by akim. That's the third teretz. And there is a fourth teretz. And then according to this teretz, matter akim is no problem anywhere. Basically, it shims with the mesayra from the Doiris that the Mokin they were making a lot of different times, they were Mekel. This Teretz would work with that, is that they were Mekel in all the scenarios, nothing with Mekel Memka, nothing, and even by Kumbase. So this would stem with what we have in the Sayer that we find that many places were Mekel in times of need. A fourth Teretz is, this is my understanding in the Kesver Kochim, look it up inside yourself. It's in Reish Lamed Aleph. Simon Reish Hamad Alf, very, very beginning of the Simon, where basically he goes there to be Masber. Sounds like what he's saying is that the Torah didn't ask by an Akum something that's Efshel of Rure. In other words, it's true he talks about Mat Akum. He says that the Mat Akum, the reason why it's Mutter, the days that hold it's Mutter, is because if the Akum would want to do research and find out if what you're doing is true, it's available for him. He can find out. This is a mahalach. Mashenkin, when it comes to Geneva's Das, there's no way to find out what's in your mind, what your Das really was to do a Matoiv or not. That's Mamash Adova Mosel Alev. He raised a little kech. It's Mamash Mosel Alev. So, Mamela, since it's not Shaykh Bechlau, so it was like this. It is the answer. Kash is, how could it be that Geneva's Das to get Momin is less chomer than Geneva's Daito? The answer is, Geneva's Daito, it's impossible for him to be Mavar Damis because it's Mosel Alev. Only you know, right? It's Efshel Uvuri. That would be the answer. That's my understanding of the Kesef HaKotrim's answer in Reish Lamed Aleph. That would be those. That would be the four truths in that hold water. Those are the four truths in that. That we have to requisite. This teretz would also stem with the Minig Olam. According to this, according to the Kesef HaKotrim would also come out. Basically, any case, but there are chlau. If the guy would do research, even if you tell him ahead, you mock him the furj. I guess it's still a mahalach that I would be able to figure out if it's if you're mock him or not. Okay, so now
the Kevin's doing any gishmaka Akum Shilas.
Okay, so let me talk, let's get to some cases here. I won't go through the old cases. If you want, you want me to send you my document of the cases of last time?
Not going to finish because it's late, but yeah. Tell us one geschmack of
Shiloh. Okay, so I'll discuss one Shiloh that we didn't discuss last time, was the selling the miles. This was a very big hot topic back then. I don't know if it's in the game so much today, but selling credit card points, airline points, airline miles. So first thing you have to know is that usually, B'derech Klal, the credit card, the credit card agreements and the airlines agreements, they all say very clearly that you can't, they're not transferable and you can transfer it. So basically what you're doing is by breaching that contract, you're breaching a civil contract, which if the guy knows you're a Jew would be a problem to Chil Hashem. That's okay. If the guy doesn't know you're Jewish, fine. But there is a contract. You entered into an agreement. There is an agreement. It's a card agreement. And the agreement holds water, and it's called a civil contract. It's not punishable by law, which why all the airlines lost all the court cases that they had throughout the years on this, because it's just a civil contract. There's no penalties for it. However, it's sheres lo yasu avlo. I mean, you're basically breaking the civil contract. So if the guy knows you're a Jew, there's a problem, definitely a problem with Chil Hashem. If there's not, let's say there's no issue with Chil Hashem, so then. So we have a problem with what we get involved in Tematakim. What's Tematakim here? Whoops. What's Tematakim? Tematakim is that you're tricking them. Basically, it's not non-transferable, right? And you're going to sell. What are you going to do? You're going to sell your miles or your points off to some travel agent. And then that travel agent is going to go and he's going to take it. He takes your whole account, right? You give him your social or whatever it is. You give him your whole account. And he takes your account as if it's you. And you're not the one that's really b'matakim here. The one that's b'matakim really is the travel agent. And then even the travel agent is not really the one that's actually going to end up taking the tosakim. It's really the person who's putting on the plane. That guy's going to go sit on the plane there. He's sitting there with a ticket where they were matakim to give him to sit on that plane. So he's sitting there with the rishus of the akum because they gave him, you know, officially, he has those miles. He got an upgrade where he has to sit in first class. He's got an upgrade, business class. And he's sitting there, Shloikidin, he's sitting there with Mata. So the Ika Shail that you have here on your hands is a Shail of Ifnaiva. Because let's say you by you, it's Mutter, let's say, to be Mata. Travel agent, by him, it's for sure Mutter. By him, there's no Shail, all these things are Mutter. He's for sure Semich on the days of the Ram is the Nebuch, the poor guy. The tzaddik of the yid that's sitting on the flight there, he's sitting there basic. So is there any problem with naiva on this?
Can you explain what the isser is?
The isser is that you are mata, then you are mata, let's say it's an upgrade. You are mata the airline to give you this upgrade, shloikidin. You got actually something for it. You told them that you have certain miles, certain points, and so now you are. And so now he trusts you. You're not
the
daitoi.
The travel agent tricked them. And they allowed me to sit in this seat.
Right. So who's the one? Right. So if the isser is not a gezel, so it's going to get involved in what the isser is. So if it's a gezel dike isser, so then the one sitting there is the one that's taking it. If it's a genevas das dike isser, so the agent was the one that was mocked. It's true. But it all calls the achnis. We all have to figure out. Who we know, so who's going on that plane? So let's say you have someone that passing like the marshal going on the plane. So, it's, you know, it may be a problem. That's what the discussion really is. The discussion really is here is a discussion is even if you hold it's mutter, but you're being mat either travel agent or you're being mat what's it called? You mean either maybe the travel agent or the person sitting on the flight. So is that a problem now?
That's a legal loophole that they sell you an envelope and they charge you for the envelope. And in the envelope is the ticket, let's just say, just to put it into words. So technically, this is a legal loophole because the whole thing is not to sell the ticket. I didn't sell the ticket. You're allowed to give the ticket away for free. You're allowed to buy a ticket for your friend. So I sold him an envelope because he sold me an envelope. He bought my envelope, so I gave him free tickets. Is that permitted according to Jewish law?
I'm understanding. You see, the person sitting on the plane, I understand. You were trying to get away. The person
sold him an envelope for $1,000. I'm the Bala Mile.
You're the owner of the mile.
Oh, you're allowed to book a ticket for somebody else. I'm allowed to buy my friend the ticket. That's included in the agreement. Yes, you are. Yeah, you can give away the miles. You're allowed to buy. It's not true. No, then you wouldn't be able to do it. No, I did it once. Basically, I'm allowed to buy my schwager a ticket with my miles. Go in, put in my schwager's name, and make a ticket for him. That's permitted even according to them. The issue is I'm not allowed to sell my schwager the ticket. So they say, I'll sell you an envelope for $1,000. Well, I'm having over $1,000. I'll throw in a ticket for free.
Nah. How does that work? How could that work?
Why shouldn't it work?
What do you mean? You're transferring the miles. You're not selling them. Sell an envelope. Very nice. Your schwag is going to be Mata Akin now. When he takes those miles and he sits on the flight, or the travel agent that bought your envelope, he's been Mata Akin today. So really, it should really go into the shailum after go into Hilchos and Sneiver for. You know, are you allowed to be mad to someone that is this of Sneiver something that you hold as mutter, and someone else holds as also is there is his neighbor. Right person, that it's also such a case. If you have a person that sits on a flight, if you have a person that holds Paskins very, very clearly, that it's 100% also like the Marshal, he holds like that. Because he holds that style of halacha. And you would be matim to sit on the plane. That would be a real problem with neighbor. The only reason why there's a shaila here is because this that we pass in that it's usher, even the days that hold that it's usher, I don't know if it's like hukfal that's the halacha, clearly. We're going to be matim like Reva Poiskin, but I'm not doing that because that's what I hold that halacha is, right? I just want to be matim like the Reva Poiskin. So maybe then there won't be an issel of neighbor. So really, what has to be, this is really more of a Lefneva Shaila, more than a Matakam Shaila. That would be that. Another quick thing, this is a very important thing you have to discuss. What happens if you have when you get a check from an Akum, get a check in the mail? So this is a big needin. Is when you cash that check, when you cash that check, is that Matakum? Is that Tois Akum? I'm sorry. It started off as a Tois Akum, right? Started as a toy sack, and you got a check from an Akum, but now could you have the rights to cash it? Was that Gezel? So it should depend what a check is. What's a check? A check is either a Shtar Choy, or it's just not even a Shtar Choy, it's just a Ross Muck and Ligvois. It's a big machlekes place from his man is there, what a check is. But if you hold the check is a Shova Kesef, so then I have it in my pocket right now. There's no, but if you hold it's a Shtar Choy, I want to go collect with that Shtar Choy. Or if it's just like Ross Mokin to be able to go to the bank, like this is Carell's house like that. So like Ross Mokin. So then really, if I'm going to go cash the check, it's regular Geneva. Dakum gave it to me with toys, but what gives me the right to go ahead and take that check and go to the bank and cash it? The that should be regular Gezalakum. And we are passing that it's also, and I'm missing Carell's passing that it's also out to regular Gezalakum. Rav Dave Kahn, when he was there, now it's one of his trips with by Mr. Carell's. He asked him, listen, Karel, it's a chayr, it shouldn't be a Issa Gezel. It should only be a problem of mazik, because when you give something to a bank, the money that's inside the bank really is not your money. Basically, you're lending money to the bank. Just the bank now owes you money. So if so, when you cash somebody's check, shalikidin, you're really not being Evig Zayu every time. That's the truth. Mishloim Haiman, in Chedusha Mishloim, the truth is in the back there, Imamish points this out. Mishloim Haiman, in the Chedusha Mishloim, you had a Gansa Shiloh there, you can take a look there with a. But basically, it comes out there that there's no gzeil, there's no gnevin gzeil when you cash somebody's check.
He wants an hour to be mazik.
Oh, so the whole problem is mazik. But even mazik is not mazik. It's only gami, and gami is a first of all mazik akum is in machlekes. Gami by akum is another madrega. If your whole gami is only osal, it's a knas according to the shach, what konas chachomim. So then, who says by an akum you'd make such a takon? So in other words, the whole thing is a much when we're discussing cash in a check, we're not discussing Znaiv anymore. So he got to mention this to Reb Nissen. Reb Nissen said, "Maha, I hear." He listened to him. He said, "Good, I hear. Potter avalasa. If you did it, so you won't be chayv in hashav, but it's still asa to do." So he said, "You know, Maisa, you have to just keep things in perspective. You have to know what you're dealing with. If it's just the isav garmi, so then a lot of times there may be makom buhakol. If you're doing it for yom tzayrich, you have to go and when we learn hilchos garmi, we'll see. Sometimes garmi could be his mutter in certain cases. The frat over here, it's an akum. The hezek is only to akum." It may be when you had other sniffing, it could be muck. Yeah, it's muck and muck.
One second. What are we learning next?
Okay. What's are we ready to go, Victor?
What are you up to? You said Gnevis Das is a day or two. So let's say for Tuesday to learn the new sugya. What's the new sugya?
We'll learn Schiris Poyle.
You're learning Shilam and Gimel, you're starting from?
Shilam and Gimel. Yeah, we have to give a psicha. It's a Shingla Begimel. Hill Schiris Poyim is a very, very serious thing. I mean, it's very hard.
Which Gemaras are you learning? You're not learning the whole first plot, right?
No. I'm gonna give you the Marmakoyms. I'm gonna send you the Marmakoyms. So I just want to
wait. My experience is that we should learn a little bit,
right?
But to appreciate the psicha.
Yeah, okay, fine, no problem.
Send them over Shabbos, if you could send the
so first... Later Shabbos, I should send the Marim Koymis of what to do. But when does Zion want to start?
I know it's the bar.
Beginning.
First. Right, so we'll finish up. Well, Mitzvah was aimed to start on Tuesday. Sure as the pilot.
Okay, fine. But, all right, okay.
Oh, is there a new Kaivitz that we need to get?
Yeah. I ordered it already. I'm surprised it's not there yet.
I know one told me it was coming. I didn't look for it. You know that it didn't come?
I don't know that it didn't come, but I ordered it. It was supposed to, I know that it was, I'm not even, I ordered it already when it's mine. It should be sent. So hopefully it should be coming soon.
Oh, did you ever send Mara McClamis on Ostvarim?
I did. It was very short. It's very short. Again? I'll send it again. Yeah, okay, send it again. Moed to Shabbos. I'll send it again for a Nosvor.
Right. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Very good schmuck. Very good eye.
Okay. Okay. Ashkoyach. Go to.
Because I'm just causing the bank the fact that they're not.